State lawmakers are split on Governor Kristi Noem's decision to not accept President Trump's lost wages assistance help. South Dakota unemployment claims are around three times the amount they were before the coronavirus pandemic hit. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Noem says South Dakota is in the fortunate position of not needing to accept unemployment assistance from the feds. Trump's executive order would give unemployed workers $400 a week, but it's a cost share. The feds pay $300 and the state pays $100. The state would even get to use some of the $1.25 billion from the CARES Act. State Senator Gary Kamak agrees with the governor's choice. The Republican from Union Center says earlier unemployment assistance worked great, but the state should incentivize getting back to work.
Now we're getting to the point where businesses are starting to open back up and they're needing employees. So we want to do everything we can to encourage that those folks to get, you know, to go back to work and get the South Dakota economy rolling again.
Kamak acknowledges a certain population will have extenuating circumstances where they couldn't or shouldn't return to work, but that state policy has to apply to the large majority of South Dakotans. Sioux Falls Democrat Jamie Smith says the governor's position is disappointing. The House minority leader says South Dakota families could use that money to pay rent, mortgages, and feed their families.
The repercussions of the virus are yet to be felt throughout our state completely. I just think it's a mistake not to accept that money. The $100 from the state, I believe that we could use the $975 million that we have that we're trying to figure out how to allocate. We could tap into that to pay the state's $100 portion.
State lawmakers are debating whether to have a special session. Congress gave states a deadline of December 30th to spend those CARES Act dollars. Some state lawmakers are hoping for a deadline extension to spend that money. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.